live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and the fun. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank. Frank?
Hello. How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that your first question of the night, who financed the anarchists? Now, I'm going to make a distinction between those individuals that of high moral character feel they must protest, you know, the G8 events and the different things. And you have individuals and groups such as the Quakers, people against, you know, the Middle Eastern wars, different things. But if you look at the funding, going back to the G8 event in Italy, I think it was either Milan or Genoa, and you look also at Pittsburgh last year, you'll notice that the anarchists, those individuals in the black outfits that were, you know, destroying property in a sense, many of them, as you mentioned, rightly so, in Canada, were the police themselves. But the point is they're financed in a sense by the Department of Homeland Security, George Soros' Open Society Foundation, and many non-governmental organizations. And NGOs have their own form of funding from private corporations, private foundations with a 501c3 status, and also governments, federal, state, local governments through their budgets. And when you look at Pittsburgh, the quote-unquote anarchists that were destroying the property in Lawrenceville, causing the clash with the peaceful protesters, were actually police officers and federal security officials, either private contractors that were funded by the Department of Homeland Security, and all this stuff has come out. So in a sense, you are right when you said that, you know, these people that traveled the world to these events to do these things, with the exception of the individuals of high moral character that are protesting the New World Order and the foreign policies of their governments, which is a legitimate form of protest, you know, in a democratic society.
So do you believe, Frank,
that's one thing. But the others, it's really part of, you know, the scheme to show that, you know, the power government elites are, you know, in a state of embattled crisis, and at the same time, it allows for big budgets, such as the $1.2 billion budget for the G20 summit Toronto last week.
That's an interesting observation. So is it your supposition, Frank, that the majority, the supermajority of these violent so-called anarchists are actually plants?
They are. They're shills, they're informers, they're hired contractors by the government. And if you look closely, having known Pittsburgh very well, last year, when the police had their police riot on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh that Friday evening, those were not Pittsburgh police officers. It came out later because the Pittsburgh Police Department has several major lawsuits filed by the university and the students of the university and the parents of the students of the universities that were physically harmed by the police riot. And what has been coming out in the press, since not all the information is coming out now with the legal cases pending, but they were basically hired by the federal government, Homeland Security, to go in there and to show the people, you know, this is a drill in a sense. And it was also justified by the Department of Homeland Security funding, calling these things drills. And I think there's even FEMA money in that as well. So when you begin to look at that, you see an oppressive regime that we're
so the basic idea is to
tax the fund.
So yeah, the idea being that they go in there, they break a few storefront windows, set a dumpster on fire, a police car on fire, something like that. Try to make things seem dangerous. That way, they can justify bigger and bigger security budgets.
Oh, absolutely. And they can scare the peaceful protesters, because often after they do the damage, they run back to the groups of peaceful protesters, and then the police can beat everyone up and arrest everyone. And in a sense, that's one thing, but that's all I want to say about that. But I did want to make a comment, not having heard your consciousness debate. at this moment in history, this is my belief, that consciousness, in a sense, like God, cannot be proven nor disproven.
I agree with that.
In time. And if we go back to the writings of Walter Pitts, one of the first cyberneticists, a student of Norbert Wiener at MIT in 1955, he wrote a paper called The Embodiment of Mind. And in it, he spoke about the notion of consciousness. But he realized with his paper that the individual, the literate individual, will not be able to make the break between the subjective and the objective, in a sense, because they're both intertwined. And I think if you look at some of the experiments that mathematicians are doing with regard to consciousness and data flows, you'll notice that that's a completely artificial structure that exists within, you know, a virtual reality of mathematics.
You've lost me there, Frank. What do you mean?
But the point I'm trying to say is this. At this point in time, I think consciousness is experienced as the phenomenologists would say. It's experienced experientially. It's sort of like what the Supreme Court defined pornography as during the 1970s.
You sort of know it
when you see it. And you know consciousness when you experience it.
Right, and we're experiencing it at all times. But
I believe that. But we can't prove it.
Right. You can't even prove that. Same thing
with the accusations that the G20 people are from the Homeland Security.
You can't prove that.
Well, actually, they have proven that because there have been investigative journalists in Europe and in the United States and primarily at the Independent newspaper in England, in the Manchester Guardian, where they actually have their investigative reporters going through this stuff, and they have proven, yes, that, you know, the funding for these things were from Homeland Security and, FEMA and different things. So when you look at that, that's very different. There's an empirical one-to-one correspondence between the evidence they've uncovered as investigative journalists. But consciousness at this moment in history is not at that level, at least, that we can objectively perceive it.
The science has made a lot of interesting observations about the world around us that we perceive and measure and write down and test and things like that. And they've made some darn good observations, but there's no way to really even prove that we're here. I mean, you can't because
it's the wonderful thing about religion and the concept of God. You cannot prove nor disprove the existence of God or a creator, and that says it all. I mean, it's one of the great points, and anyone that assumes they can is a fool, at least intellectually.
Frank, how do you feel the internet is affecting human consciousness?
Repeat?
How do you feel the internet is affecting and evolving human consciousness?
Well, in a sense, it's sort of a neural metaphor, sort of how people believe that the mind is wired. And when you go back to the origins of the internet, the DARPANET, it was supposed to provide for an unbroken communications link in case of nuclear war whereby different communication centers would be destroyed. This net would actually reconfigure itself, and what it has done, it's created its own virtuality, and that, for those that are involved with the net, as we speak, is very real. But the point is, it's very different from our quote-unquote world defined, you know, by the empiricists that we exist in at this moment. However, we use the internet as basically a tool. The tool it's created in a sense. It is a tool. It's something created by man, and I believe it can function as a metaphor for the embodiment of knowledge.
It's an aggregation.
The embodiment of information.
Yeah, it really is an aggregation of all of the information that mankind has collected up until this point. And I've heard people say that the internet is essentially as powerful as one brain, but I don't know if that's true. Thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It is like a second brain. I mean, if you need to know something, you can go and query it, and it gives you the answers. Not always the right ones.
It's a better brain. Yeah. I can't believe Frank was even able to answer that question. It was so off the wall. It wasn't even at all in there. He just jumped right in.
Yeah, you're right. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. Enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com, bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts awaits you, virtually unmoderated, so do be aware as you visit. It may not be child-friendly, depending on how you raise your kids. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You know, I used to take this product for weight loss. It's called Caroluma, and I couldn't find a product that I liked on the marketplace that mimicked the one that I had previously taken. So what I decided to do was get together with a friend who creates vitamin supplements for a living and have him create one for me. And we called it Lumathin Plus, and you can go to lumathinplus.com and go check it out. I've got all kinds of science there and everything, but the long and the short of it is you don't need to go to the gym. You don't need to watch what you eat. You just need to take this pill twice a day, and it will suppress your appetite and cause you to lose weight. It has worked for me. It'll work for you. Lumathinplus.com. I liked it so much, I bought the company.
800-259-9231. All right, so we continue here. We will certainly take your calls about anything. We'll go unscreened to the amp lines. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Sonny.
Hi, Sonny. Where are you calling from?
I'm from South Dakota.
And what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you, Ian and Mark, about something I've gone through, and I know you've gone through. You said that you've changed your views over the years. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
Well, I've gone through the same thing as well, and now I've pretty much come to agree with you guys very much on a lot of things, but I wonder if you feel the way I do, that with all the change that we've gone through so far, do you not anticipate that in the future you're going to figure out something new and change again?
Oh, of course. Change is inevitable.
Sure. Let me tell you what it was like to just do the show. I mean, you know, being on the radio, you're more cemented in your opinion than you would otherwise be, because you have the power of the microphone. You can't be wrong. So we thought that we'd come to sort of the end of our trails just by picking up the ideas of liberty and working with them. You know, first just small government, and then you know, Ian goes on to this sort of no government stand that he has of voluntaryism and that kind of thing. But you know, within the last couple of years, we've picked up the ideas of peace and respect for people. It used to be a much more combative show than it is today. And I think that we'll probably grow in certain directions. I think people grow rather than change, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, growth is change.
But it's incremental, as opposed to just, you know, tomorrow I'm not going to be a neocon.
I don't think change necessarily connotates something being non-incremental or something being quick or slow. I think the change is inevitable, and I don't ever feel like I reach the end of any kind of road. However, I can tell you that there are certain conclusions that one comes to in life that you don't go back from. And so if the suggestion is that we might change into statists, seems pretty unlikely.
No.
Right.
Well, how about this? Like, when I mean change, I'd say, like, you guys are very, very well cemented into the free market in terms of the economy. But what if you were to realize that maybe there's something that's an alternative, that, not to say that the free market system would be bad, but what if there was something that was like a degree above that? And if you felt like you needed to change your mind, but then you still feel cemented into your old ways, and like an identity that you've created for yourself.
Well, I would be interested in hearing what better organization. I mean, not to say there couldn't be some better organization than freedom, but it certainly seems like the optimal state.
Right, and the free market essentially encompasses so many forms of organization. Even if Ian and I were to change to anarcho-syndicalists or something like that, where we believe that the world should be segregated into small cities where they concentrate on particular types of activities like growing seven grain breads or something like that, and then they trade with another city whose job it is to come up with special vitamin enriched water or something like that. It would still be something that could exist inside of the free market, because the free market doesn't exclude anything.
Yeah, it's not really a system anyway. It's just the lack of coercion in the marketplace. So allowing anybody to try whatever kind of organizational setups that they wanted to. I happen to prefer where I own things and I don't have a partner. I don't like having partners personally. I don't like the idea of a hierarchical structure either. So I don't know what that system is, but that's the one I like for now. But that's not to say that I'm closed-minded to other systems of organization. It's just what I have closed off as an option is coercion. That's something that I have written off, and for good reason, and I can't see myself coming to that idea ever again.
Yeah, I totally agree with you guys, both of you, on your social views that you can't coerce people or force people into a certain way. But I've taken a little philosophy that I hear you say a lot, Ian. If you want to live free, you have to allow others to live free as well.
Yes, I believe that's very
and
important.
That really applies to like the social half of things, but I've tried to see this more in an economic way. What about in order to live prosperously, the other people around you must be prosperous as well?
Well, I think and that you. I don't think that you can prosper. I don't think that you can prosper without helping other people.
Yeah. For example, like if you were a very wealthy person in America and you try to take your wealth down to a poor country like Haiti, you're not going to be as wealthy even though you've tried to transfer it because the people around you are dirt poor. So if we want to live really prosperously, then it's very much in our personal interest that other people are also prosperous.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very important.
I think society is designing itself that way. I mean, I look at people who are at have you watched these TED videos, TED? I think it's TED.org or TED.com.
Yeah, I got that on my podcast. I listened to them.
Yeah, they're really awesome, right? And it's a room full of people who are so far more wealthy than you and I are ever going to be likely in our lifetimes. And all those people want are to hear speeches from people that give them amazing, inspiring ways to spend their money so that they can help the world. Not so they can help themselves to a nicer Learjet. Not so they can help themselves to a newer, bigger yacht, but so that they can help the world. And I feel like that is the new wealthy. And you know, all that we can do is to reward people sort of psychically, I guess, you know, say good things about them and bolster that side of things. And that's what we can really do with that, because I think that there's nothing that's going to be more efficient and effective than a man doing what he loves and that he's good at. Rather than giving money to a charity necessarily, I'm not saying charities are bad, but giving money to the government, certainly that's the most ineffective way to bring about prosperity in anyone else's life.
So, did we answer your question, Sonny?
Yeah, I had a couple questions, and okay. Thanks for answering them. There's one little thing I'd like to leave you guys with.
Quickly,
I found that in the market economy, or basically any kind of market economy, or where money is used. How do you get around the problem, which you might call differential advantage, where one group or one, you know, a person or a group of people can acquire such an amount, massive amount of wealth that they can then hire other people to do their dirty work and sense creating a government of sorts just from the fact.
We can talk about that in detail. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Good question. What if people start using money to oppress people, etc.? We'll get into that here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we will certainly take your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. In fact, we're going to continue a conversation that we're having with Sonny. And, Sonny, you're back on Free Talk Live. Can you go ahead and re-ask the question you had asked right before the end of that last segment?
Sure. Yeah. I've come to see that even if you were to be absent of the official course of government, then still you might see arise groups of people who have tremendous wealth. And with the amount of purchasing power, you can always be able to hire other people to coerce others. So I think you guys maybe touched on this before, but I call this problem differential advantage. Are you at all familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that term, but
I know what a differential is, and I know what an advantage is, so I feel like I can put it all together.
I'm familiar with the scenario, kind of the idea that there's an evil Bill Gates out there, and he is going to hire mercenaries to take over a town or a state or something like that. That's kind of the idea.
Yeah, and I'd also, before we go any farther on this, I'd like to point out that all we've ever seen in the world, as far as wealthy people goes, are people that have managed to get to that point by using the government's monopoly privilege to get there.
Through Bill their connections.
Gates, yeah, Bill Gates managed to be wealthy by managing, essentially using copyright and patent laws in the United States to be as wealthy as he could, because people couldn't compete. Sam Walton manages to get his stores in different places. So
political structure.
Kind of a cynical, that's kind of a cynical view of things, Mark.
I'm saying is that you can't prove that people that there would be as wealthy that wealth would be congregated into as small as few a hands without government doing that for people.
And there's also a lot of very famous wealthy investors. I won't name any names here, but as it turns out, a lot of them get inside information because they're politically connected. And I don't know if you know this, but Congress actually is exempted from insider trading laws. So that's one way they get rich.
But that's really sort of beside the point. So let's talk about this futuristic, fantastic scenario where there is no government and there is no coercive monopoly and there is no military to stop the evil Bill Gates from taking over.
So to answer the question, it's not really financially feasible to do what you're talking about doing. I mean, even with a very wealthy person who goes mad and decides he wants to kill people or take over some territory or something like that, it becomes a fairly difficult proposition because as wealthy as that person is, they don't have the ability to print money from thin air like the federal government does.
And then what is money in a free market system? Money can be anything.
Sure, that's true.
I don't think that it would be as bad. I definitely think a free market system is much preferable to what we have now, the coercive system. But it still seems that as long as a person or a group of people are able to create a certain amount of advantage or power or wealth as compared to another group of people, that they will have the position to dominate in one way or another.
You'll always there's going to be crime for the foreseeable future, and that's what this will be, and people will deal with it in that
like
way. This person won't have the cloak of legitimacy that the United States government has, because we already know what happens when rich, powerful individuals manage to surround themselves with violent people that will do whatever it is that they say, because we've got that now. So we know what that looks like. However, currently, those people are draped in the flag, and if you do something, then everybody's petrified because there's this monopoly that they can't escape from. However, what you're dealing with is people that have been free. What you're talking about is people who have been free from this all of their lives, or a good portion of their lives, or enough of their lives to realize what society could be like without a violent monopoly, and they therefore, I don't have that same, petrification, and they're not stopped from standing up and saying no.
Right. The Bill Gates sending troops into a small town to take it over with by
force.
The
United States government had a hell of a time with Iraq, and you're not even talking about a reasonable percentage of the population standing up and saying no.
So Mark is right. Bill Gates won't have the same legitimacy factor that the government people do. That people won't just bow down for him. He's going to be seen for what he is. And that is a mad tyrant attempting to take over an area by force. Bill Gates would be up against the private defense agencies, by the way, that would be hired
by the armed folks. Armed individuals, too.
And
the State Department estimates that there's 2,000, fewer than 2,000 Taliban, but let's double that number, say 4,000 Taliban in Afghanistan, and the Army can't do anything about it.
The world's most powerful military
that the world has ever seen can't do anything.
Now, you could
about
say
it.
That a private private mercenaries are going to be far more efficient and be better than the military.
Yeah, but
you'd
in the marketplace,
right.
then you're dealing with people that don't wish to be oppressed any longer.
But you're also when you're dealing with a mercenary, you're not going to be paying him $19,000 a year. You're going to be paying that mercenary quite a bit of money because he's going to be going up against some serious competition. Because he'd be going up against the private defense agencies and, as Wayne said, the individuals.
Plus, he's going to cost a lot more to train because he didn't go through the army in the first place because the army isn't there.
A mercenary is already, he's got his own training. But you're going to pay a lot of money to hire the mercenary, especially after they start getting knocked off.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go into the area on the orders and they're going to take the job. They're going to go in and they're going to find out that this is not an easy.
Yeah, they're going to get their clocks clean because the aggressor is always at the disadvantage in every war.
Mm-hmm.
The people defending their own homes and properties and families are always much more fierce fighters than the people who are aggressing and attacking from the outside. And also in this situation where everything is privatized and free, if there are thugs, which there's going to be, it's going to be much more decentralized and localized. It's not going to be centralized where everybody suffers.
Also, the one other thing that you want to bring into play here is that the wealthy person you're talking about had to acquire that wealth through some means. And the odds are good they acquired it by doing people a service or providing a product. And that means that they satisfied customers. And so it seems
so
crazy.
It's turning on a dime, really.
So crazy that somebody would spend their lives satisfying their clients and giving them a great product or great service, and then all of a sudden going off the deep end, going mad and taking their money and hiring people.
Right,
no,
those people would be politicians, right? And there's no place for politicians.
Right.
So does that address your
The thoughts that I was having were less about the use of aggression or actual violence, but rather the consequence of the social stratification that, will always rise from a culture where people are always competing to have the most. And even though people may win, so to speak, the game and do so legitimately by pleasing their clients, as you say, it seems inevitable still that this kind of way will always create an amount of poor, it'll create a lot of crime, other problems other than the direct use of violence.
I don't really understand what you're saying there. Can you rephrase that?
I mean that when you're working in an economy where people are competing over a limited amount of resources, then eventually some group or
what is limited
is going to arise. Sorry?
What? Give me an example of what you consider limited.
Well, even if you just mean like the money supply or any kind of resource that is valuable or necessary for people.
But wealth increases. But in a free economy, wealth increases. There's not a finite amount of wealth in the world.
Yeah, we're not talking about people who are stealing to eat here. We're talking about people who, you know, have likely in a free culture, you're going to find most people have little difficulty providing, what we would consider reasonable, providing for themselves and their family. So I think that, you know, you're this sort of the rich and the poor and this class conflict, I think that to some extent it will be removed.
I agree with that. A lot of it will. And don't forget, in a free society, you don't have to be excessively wealthy to have a good life.
Mm-hmm. Part of what I don't like about wealthy people is the fact that they're treated differently by the legal system. I don't like that the
exactly.
government panders to them, gives
yes.
them what they want, and that I have to pay for it. I don't like that AIG gets bailed out on all these rich bankers get bailed out on my back. That's what creates
right.
the class conflict.
Yeah, it's the government
that's stealing from middle class people and giving it to rich ones.
And poor people. It's the government that actually creates these classes and creates it and pushes them further apart.
Through social
from
engineering.
Yeah, there's more coming up. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial in, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all the features for free. But if you want to help support the show, because those features, you know, they still cost us money. If you want to help voluntarily support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you're looking for, they probably sell it. They've got dozens of categories. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. It's Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet superstore. You go there, you shop, you get stuff. You can even buy used items at Amazon and save a few extra bucks. Plus, of course, if you buy brand new, in many cases, you'll get free super saver shipping. So start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. However, Amazon doesn't have everything, although it may seem like it. One of the things that they don't really carry are industrial products. Now, MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. Memory Dealers includes, their inventory includes SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, visit MemoryDealers.com, which, by the way, MemoryDealers.com is the prime sponsor of the Free Talk Live webcam at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yep, thanks to them for that.
Indeed, big thanks to Memory Dealers, one of the key sponsors of this program. Incredible.
Yeah, you know, it's the sponsors that believe the message that mm-hmm. that are the foundation of Free Talk Live. Yeah, advertisers come, advertisers go.
Right, this isn't a business to business radio show. It's a general interest show, but
right,
get some great folks on board.
Yeah, that's the same with SACL and Memory Dealers. Absolutely,
we got to get them together. I hear the Memory Dealers guy is coming to Pork Fest next year, so we got to get Jason Osborne from SACL together and the Memory Dealers guy together.
I'm sure they'll get along.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, we had a couple of calls, actually, during the break, and they, for whatever reason, couldn't hold, talking about, I guess, some of the activists up here from New Hampshire have been arrested today. I don't know the details on what has transpired, but I know that some of the activists from Keene, for some reason, were down in Massachusetts today and are currently behind bars. So I don't know what that's about. I don't have any information. I haven't heard the Porcupine 411s. By the way, for those that don't know, up here in New Hampshire, we've got a nice system that allows an activist to make a phone call and record whatever's going on. Then when they hang up the phone, the message that was recorded is blasted out to an email list of probably hundreds of recipients. I don't know how many people are receiving them, but I know it's a lot. And that's a great way to get information out quickly. If something's going down, you can call that number. You can say, hey, it's Ian. I'm over here at X Street and Y Street, and this is happening, and I need people to come here as soon as possible. Click, hang up the phone. That blasts out. Then you call back, and you can record the scene. So then you can say something to the cop like, hey, you're being recorded live over the internet. That way they'll know that they can't confiscate the recording. If they take your phone, that's fine. The damage is done at that point. It's already out of their hands. They can't delete that recording. It's done. And so the Pork 411 system is a great system, which, by the way, it's available to anybody. Porcupine411.com is where you can go to learn more about it. If you've got a local activist group, like we were talking with a gentleman from Austin, Texas last night, we've heard a lot of good things about what's going on down there. Phoenix, also a good activist group down there. If you've got a good group of activists and you could use a tool like that, Michael Hampton, the guy that created it, will make it available to you for what I understand to be a very affordable rate. So porcupine411.com, you can go learn more, get signed up over there. Perhaps we will learn more about what has transpired. I know it's Rich Paul is one of them. Rich Paul, known as the infamous cannabis 420 civil disobedient here, one of the most noteworthy, I suppose, of the 420 celebrants. He has been arrested. Capuzzo, another one of the activists from the Keene area, also arrested, and I think at least one other person currently behind bars in Massachusetts. This is the reason why I try to avoid leaving New Hampshire, because, as you mentioned during the break, Mark, it's enemy territory down there.
That's how I see it. I mean, I don't want to look at things. I don't want my mind shaped that way, that there are enemies or something like that, but I just... Yeah, I feel more safe in New Hampshire than I feel out of it. When I decide that I'm going to, say, drive along I-91 to get to Lancaster or wherever, I don't like driving in Vermont. It mm-hmm. just it makes me uncomfortable. I know that I know our cops around here use regular radar guns. I know their cops use LIDAR.
Really?
Yeah, more difficult to detect. I know that they're more likely to give tickets there. Their municipalities and state government is more in debt and in bigger mm-hmm. trouble. So
yep, yeah, and more rapacious.
Things are just a little bit better already here in New Hampshire. Of course, we'll continue to get better as more people move here as part of the Free State project.
If you don't think it's true, I can go out in Keene and film any police officer I'd like. Go ahead in your town and see whether or not you can film.
And try that down in Massachusetts.
Oh, be
Let's
sure
know how it works.
Be sure to wear a one of those teeth guards like the boxers wear.
Let's go.
They're going to try to kick them out of your mouth.
Eddie is with us in Virginia. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with some detail on this. What's going on?
Yeah, it's Rich Paul and Mark Capuzzo and another friend in Massachusetts. It's drug. They're charged with it's a drug charge and it's a felony gun charge.
Oh boy!
And the bail looks like it's $250 each.
A felony gun charge, and they've got a $250 bail.
$2,500. No, it's $2,500. Okay. And I wanted to give out the phone number to Shelburne Falls, where they're being held here. I got this message from Pete from CopBlock.
Oh great! CopBlock.org.
Okay. Right. So the phone number is 413-625-6311. So if anybody can be a point person out there and help them out, it'd be great. I guess they were coming back from the Pork Fest.
That's not possible. Pork Fest was in northern New Hampshire, so there's no way they were coming back from Pork Fest.
I thought Shelburne Falls was in Vermont. I mean, are we sure this is a Mass?
I don't know. You know how there's the same.
I'm going off of this message from Pete.
Yeah.
I just got it on Facebook, so that's why I just wanted to blast it out there to everyone if anybody can help.
Yeah, I'll give out that number one more time here for those that might want to jot it down. Thank you, Eddie, for the information.
Shelburne Falls is in Massachusetts.
Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. Of course, a lot of the towns in New England have the same names across the states. I mean, there's Manchester, Massachusetts. There's a Manchester, New Hampshire. There's probably a Manchester in Vermont and Maine, too. I don't know, but odds are good. Anyway, so if you want to give a call to the Shelburne Police Office and inquire about the activists and as to their well-being and encourage them to let them go, 413-625-6311 was that number that Eddie gave out, and that's courtesy of the good folks over at CopBlock.org, which is one of my favorite websites. So as we learn more, we will bring you the details here. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. But, yeah, traveling with a gun in Massachusetts, probably not a good idea. Of course, if you live in New Hampshire, as we do, then you kind of take it for granted. It's not a real big deal to have guns here, although there is some sort of a ludicrous rule up here that says that you have to have a concealed weapons permit to have a gun in a car. I don't know what all the parameters are
it's
around
like
that.
Like cars or clothing. Basically,
yeah,
is the assumption.
So there's some real dumb gun laws here in New Hampshire, and they need to go away.
Well, there's dumb gun laws everywhere. However, there are fewer of them in New Hampshire.
Right.
And actually fewer in Vermont than New Hampshire.
It's true. If you're used to carrying a gun around everywhere you go, if you're one of those folks living here in New Hampshire, it might not be hard to just accidentally go down to Massachusetts without thinking and realized that
it isn't going to make the time any easier.
I forgot to take the gun off before I went to Massachusetts.
However, we have seen a huge effect by activists making telephone calls to mm-hmm. these police departments. They don't even know what to do about this. This doesn't happen anywhere, and it's. It completely throws them off their normal game. Their expectation is, you know, maybe one person will call tops about somebody, and they just give them a hard time, and they get off the phone. They transfer them a couple of times, put them on hold, whatever. But when they start getting 50 phone calls, it floors these people.
I have a friend of a friend who was originally from Rhode Island and moved up to Maine, was building a house, and he was transporting his firearm in his trunk, unloaded. And he got pulled over by the cops, and the cops actually searched his trunk. And he's been going back and forth with the courts in Massachusetts now for 7 years on this alleged gun charge.
And I understand it. What the law is that it doesn't matter. The gun laws apply where you came from and where you're going to, but not the states in between. So if you're, you know, just obviously you can't transport it on your hip, but if you're just transporting a weapon, then the gun laws of wherever you're going through don't count.
Coming up, we're going to give you a story out of Nebraska. A town in Nebraska has decided to make an ordinance that is a real scary thing. It is in regards to immigration, but it's going to affect everybody, of course, as many of these immigration laws will. They will inconvenience people, and it will create a police state. And we will tell you about this. It's you're going to need a permit to rent a house. That's just part of what they're going to require here in Fremont, Nebraska. Mm. You'll need to ask mommy government's permission to put a roof over your head. 1-800-259-9231. We'll give you the details here and as to how well it passed, by the way, because it did pass. We'll tell you about it more coming up. Hour 3, Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.